याति नास्त्यत्र संशयः।
आप लोग भी पढ़िए।
अंतकाले च मामेव
Translation. So, word meaning, antakale, at the end of life, cha, also, ma, me, eva, certainly, smaran, remembering, mutva, quitting, kalevaram, the body, he who prayati goes, saha, he, mudbhav, my nature, yati, achieves, na, not, asti, there is, atra, here, samsaya, doubt. Translation. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. You can repeat after me. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. In this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Lord, Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also the purest of the pure. The word is smaran, remembering, is important. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the pure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. If one wants to achieve success at the end of his life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. Therefore, one should constantly, incessantly chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya had advised that one be as a torrent as a tree, Taro River Sahisunda. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, so that at the end of one's life, one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness. Text 6. Yam yam bhav yam vam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalivaram tam tam evaiti kanteva sada tad bhav bhavitah. Translation: whatever the state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. The process of changing one's nature at the critical moment of death is here explained. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attains the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, but it is not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state. This is a point we should note very carefully. How can one die in the proper state of mind? Maharaj Bharat, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the time of his life, and so in his next life he was transferred into the body of a deer. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thoughts and remember death. So this life creates one's next life. If in one's present life one lives in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental, spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being at the end of one's life. Text 7. Tasmat sarvesu kalesu ma manusmara yudhya cha mayarpita mano buddhi mameva isyasya sansayah. Translation: therefore, O Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting, with your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Purport. This instruction to Arjuna is very important for all men engaged in material activities. The Lord does not say that one should give up his prescribed duties or engagements. One can continue them and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, one will be transferred to the supreme planet Krishna Loka without a doubt. Text it. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanyagamina paramam purusam divyam yati parthanu chintayan. Translation. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undivided from the path, he, O path, is sure to reach me. In this verse, Lord Krishna stresses the importance of remembering him. One's memory of Krishna is revived by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. By this practice of chanting and hearing the sound vibration of the Supreme Lord, one's ear, tongue and mind are engaged. This mystic meditation is very easy to practice and it helps one attain the Supreme Lord. Purusam means enjoyer. Although living entities belong to the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord, they are in material contamination. They think themselves enjoyers, but they are not the Supreme Enjoyer. Here it is clearly stated that Supreme Enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different manifestations and plenary expansions as Narayana, Vasudeva, etc. The devotee can constantly think of the object of worship, the Supreme Lord, in any of his bhijas, Narayana, Krishna, Ram, etc., by chanting Hare Krishna. This practice will purify him, and at the end of his life, due to his constant chanting, he will be transferred to the kingdom of God. Yoga practice is meditation on the super soul within. Similarly, by chanting Hare Krishna, one fixes his mind always on the Supreme Lord. The mind is feeble, and therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. One example of him given is that of the caterpillar that thinks of it becoming a butterfly and so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives we shall have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. Hare Krishna. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahim Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvaitam.
హరిజన సైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్విత హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ ఈ జో హమ్నే పాంచ్ శ్లోక్ పఢే ఇస్మే భగవాన్ కృష్ణ జో అర్జున్ కు భగవద్గీత కే సందేశ్ కే రూప్ మే బతా రహే హైన్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఉస్కో ఎలాబొరేట్ కర్తే హుయే స్పష్ట కర్తే హుయే ప్రభుపాద్ ఇస్ క్లారిఫైయింగ్ మెనీ పాయింట్స్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ టు అర్జున్ హియర్ అంతకాలే చ మామేవ స్మరణ్ ఉక్త్వా క్లేవరం యః ప్రయాతి స మద్భావం యాతి నాస్తి అత్ర సంశయ హూఎవర్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ లైఫ్ క్విట్స్ హిజ్ బాడీ రిమెంబరింగ్ మీ అలోన్ అట్ వన్స్ అటెండ్స్ మై నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ So, all of us are trying to attain happiness in this world. Everyone is searching for happiness, you know? Everyone is struggling hard. So, Krishna is merciful. And he is coming in this world. He came 5,000 years back, the Supreme Lord Krishna. Appeared in this world 5,000 years back. He again appeared 500 years back in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to practice Bhagavad Gita in our life. So, it's very merciful. Krishna is extremely merciful. And he is giving this wonderful information to all of us. Unfortunately, we don't have faith in the instruction of Krishna. We have so much faith in the instruction of so called scientists of this world, but we don't have faith in the instruction of Krishna. But actually, this is the real knowledge what Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita. And the knowledge which we are reading out as scientific knowledge, actually that is avidya. That is not knowledge. That is avidya. In Vedic term, this knowledge is avidya. So this is real knowledge. It is giving us how to become really happy forever. So we have to understand the importance of this knowledge. And not only knowledge, and how to practice it in our life. When we are doing so many things in this world, the illusion is so strong that what is illusion that you think is real? Like many times you see, you go in the night in darkness, you see a rope. There is a rope lying, but sometimes we think this is snake, you know? That is illusion. So similarly, so many things in this world. Actually this whole world is illusion only. Krishna is saying, this is not your home. This is not our real home. This world is not our home. That's why we all are not happy in this world. We are struggling so hard to attain so many things, but we are not happy. Even if we get success, we are not happy. Like many boys are struggling so hard to prepare for civil services. But do you think all the IAS officers are happy? No, many IAS officers are in jail also. You are practicing so hard, so working so hard, and then after becoming IAS, you go in jail. You see, Maya doesn't allow anybody to be happy. Nobody is happy in this world. You should not think that because I am such great so and so great, we will be happy, no? Or I will become this, then I will become happy. No, it's not possible. This world is designed to give us some happiness. Doesn't matter whatever you become, president or prime minister or chief minister, whatever minister, you will always suffer. You will always suffer. Our attempt of getting happiness will be baffled again and again and again and again and again. But the illusion is so strong that we don't realize. We think, no, I'll become happy. Okay, this time I could not, but next time I will. No problem, this time I was unlucky. But then next time I will be lucky and I will get the success. But even if you get the success, you will not be happy. That's not possible. There are hundreds and thousands of examples. So therefore Krishna is saying, my dear children, please understand, the real formula for happiness I am giving in Bhagavad Gita. This formula only can make you happy. No other formula can make us happy. But unfortunately, very few people are interested in this. Because they don't know. That is their misfortune. That is their misfortune. But the devotees of the Lord, they are most intelligent people because they know how to become happy. They are enjoying life actually. Actually devotees are only enjoying the life. They don't know, they know that doesn't matter. How much hard, how much money you earn, you are not going to become happy. You see, you go to the millionaires and billionaires, they are frustrated. So much problem in their life, complicated. Life is so complicated. More money, more position, post, wealth you get, that much will become complicated. You agree or not? Do you agree? Yes. You get more money, you'll have more enemies. You'll have more people around you who will like to compete with you. Like I'll give you a simple example. Like in In my village, one person became very rich. He got some nice job, so he constructed big house. So as soon as he was poor, and many people were richer earlier, as soon as he became rich, many people started envying him. They started pulling his leg. From so many angles they tried to attack him. Now this fellow, earlier he was happy because he was not having wealth, now he is miserable. This is the nature of this world. We think when I grow, I'll be happy. I'll have a great post, position, then I'll be happy. But actually no. No one can be happy unless and until he practices devotional service to Krishna. He can't be happy. Alone, anything without Krishna consciousness, you cannot be happy. But somebody who chants Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna makes us happy. Why? Because happiness is not there in the post. Happiness is not there in the money. Happiness is not there in the position. Happiness is not there in the wife, children. But happiness is there within the heart. It's there within the soul. It is within. The Krishna is situated within. He is the source of pleasure, which is situated in the heart. Krishna is situated in our heart and he is the source of pleasure. But we are searching outside. Sometimes it happens. You know? Many times it happened with me. I have my mobile in my pocket and I am searching all over. And then I made a call, where is my mobile? And then mobile is ringing in my pocket. Many times it happens. So similarly, the happiness is there within us. Krishna is there in our heart. But we are not seeing. This is called our misfortune. So Krishna is saying that we have to remember Him. We have to remember Krishna. That is the goal of our life. Particularly at the time of death. The whole life is a preparation and death is the exam. Death is the exam and whole life is the preparation for the exam. And question paper is out. What question will be asked, that is out. You know the question. Question is that you have to remember Krishna at the time of death. But it is very, very difficult. It's not easy to remember Krishna at the time of death. But if you can remember Krishna at the time of death, then you don't have to take birth again in this world. See, why we are suffering? Why we are struggling? Because you have taken in birth in the material world where there is scarcity. Isn't it? This world, there is scarcity. That's why you suffer. Suppose there is unlimited seats in civil services. Then will you suffer? Everybody will become civil servant. There is no need to suffer. So because in this world there is scarcity, there is limitations, resources are limited and people are many. Therefore there is fight, there is competition, there is war, there are attacks, quarrel, and therefore there is unhappiness. So Krishna is telling us, my dear children, I want you to get transferred. I want you to go to the world where there is unlimited scope, unlimited resources. There is no limitation. World of complete happiness, complete peace, satisfaction, joy, bliss. I want all of you to come there. How can I come, Krishna, there? Krishna says, very simple. You have to remember me at the time of death. If you can remember me, my name, my form, my qualities, my pastimes, if you can remember at the time of death, you will come there. And once you go there, your entire struggle for existence is finished. Just like example I will give you. Like, suppose I tell you that just you have to remember Krishna and then you will get a 100 crore rupees lottery. 100 crore rupees ki lottery aapko mil jaye. Aapko karna kya hai? What you have to do? You have to just remember Krishna before sleeping. What will you do? Yeah. You will practice. Oh, let me remember Krishna from now. Practice to remember Krishna. You know? Okay, I will not remember anything else. I will remember Krishna. Why? Because somehow or other, if I can remember Krishna before sleeping, then I don't have to work hard for studying in IRI and preparing for IAS. Immediately I will get 100 crore rupees, which is more than IAS and everything. So your entire attention will be focused on remembering Krishna. Isn't it? And if you can remember Krishna, then really your struggle is over and finished. And this is a fact, because Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. So similarly, why we are suffering here today, why we are struggling? Because we have taken birth in a world which is dukkhale, which is temporary, which is limited. Eh? The world of suffering, this world is world of suffering. So Krishna is saying that I want to get transferred. I want you to get transferred in the spiritual world. You come to a spiritual world. But for that you have to pass a simple exam. And that exam, if what is a spiritual world? The spiritual world description, you can't understand. Beyond our limit of vision. The spiritual world is a world of unending bliss, happiness. There is no scarcity. Chinta mani prakura sadma sakalpa briksha laksha vitesha surabhi avipalayanta. Everything is so nice there. The water is like nectar. Every step is a dance in the spiritual world. Every word is a song in the spiritual world. Every tree is kalpa vriksha tree. Every stone is a desire stone. Every cow is a surabhi cow. There is no scarcity. Unlimited resources are there. Unlimited post. Unlimited employment. There is no scarcity. How many of us would like to go there? Everyone, isn't it? Every one of us wants to attain such a state, and there is no birth, there is no death, no old age, no disease, no hospital, no school, no college, no exam. People like this very much. There should not be the exam. So can you imagine such a world? How beautiful, how sweet will be this world? And we are proposing that to all of you. So what should you do? It's just more than 100 crore lottery. Well, 100 crore lottery will be finished in this life only, even if you get 100 crore. Okay, one life you can be happy. But next life, of suppose you become again poor, your 100 crore rupees lottery will not work in next life. Again you have to struggle. But Krishna is giving the formula which can make us always happy, eternally. It can solve our problems forever. Hamesha, hamesha ke liye hume khush kar denge. Forever. Don't have to take birth at all in this miserable material world. You will go back to the spiritual. Maam prithi tu kaantya punar janmana vidyate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. But if you come to me, then you don't take birth again in this world. And there was the moment you don't take birth, then you don't have birth, death, old age, disease. You just, the moment you take birth, you have to die. Isn't it? So birth is not very nice thing. That actually birth is the source of all problems. Hum log janam ke birthday manate hain. Actually that is the worst day. Na janam hota, na itna struggle, na itna dukh hota. Again, the moment you take birth, now you have to struggle to die. Old age, disease. Actually, birth is the source of suffering. It is not a very nice thing. Somebody, it's just like you are taking birth in the world of suffering. So this is not very nice. So therefore all of us has to understand how we can go back to Godhead, spiritual world. And the Christian, that should be only, this is just like a lottery, more than lottery. The offer is more than what you get by lottery. Because if some or other can remember Krishna at the time of death, then forever you are freed from all these struggles, all these sufferings. So should we not put maximum emphasis on this? We should give maximum stress. How to remember? How to remember? Krishna. This is the main point. This is the main focus. So somehow or other, if by chance or by chance it's not possible, by practice it is possible. By practice, by constant practice, abhyasa, if you can remember Krishna at the time of death, then your all problems are over. Got it? One stroke solution to all the problems. And how to remember Krishna? Very easy. Prabhupada is still telling us. Very easy. To remember Krishna, you have to practice. You have to practice. We have to invest some time, some energy. And what to practice? Chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Simple, so simple. You have to work so hard to get to pass in the exam, isn't it? But this exam is so simple.
Just you have to chant Hare Krishna. This practice is so simple. Everyone can do, isn't it? You have to get up early in the morning, chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is saying that Ma Manusmara Judhyacha. Krishna is not saying that you leave everything. No. He's saying you fight. You are a student, you study nicely. But at the same time you remember me. How? By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So simple. So for the students like you all can in the morning get up early in the morning. Eh? Everyone should get up by 4 o'clock in the morning. Eh? 4 o'clock, 4:30 get up, take bath, cold water bath. Mind will be peaceful, happy. Eh? And then you would have experienced if you take cold water bath, then after taking bath you will not feel cold. Eh, no? But if you take a hot water bath, after taking bath you will feel cold. Cold water bath, when you are taking bath, that time it is little cold. But then afterwards it is not. So take cold water bath, the body will be, you know, not fresh. Then you can wear clean cloth, fresh clean cloth. Yani ki kal bhi panat hoi, aur bhi ganda cloth, jisme se badbu aa rahi hai, agle din fir dal liya upar. Consciousness fir se soin nind aa jayegi. Clean cloth man. Roz kapda ek bar pehne ke baad usko dobara nahi pehanna chahiye. Ek din jo kapda pehna usko agle din dhoye bina nahi pehanna chahiye. Samajh rahe baat ko? Isse chetna dusit hoti hai. Your consciousness becomes contaminated because the cloth is contaminated. You experience, you all people experience this. I have experienced many times. Some or other, if I wear the same cloth which I wore next day when I get up early in the morning, I feel very uneasy. Very uneasy. Fresh cloth, clean cloth, wearing. Then you sit and chant Hare Krishna for 2 hours. 5 to 7 you can chant Hare Krishna. 2 hours chanting, it will purify our mind. You know, then you can always remember Krishna throughout the day. Morning 2 hours if you can do this meditation on Hare Krishna meditation, then whole day you will see that somehow or other you are able to remember Krishna. Whatever you will do, you will be able to remember. You will do your work very nicely. You will do your study nicely. You will do your work nicely. At the same time, you will be able to remember Krishna. And then you can fight. Fight with Maya. Fight with the world. But at the same time, you will remember Krishna. And Krishna, the moment you remember Krishna, Krishna is there with you to help you. So therefore, you will win. You will become victorious. Just like Arjun was winner in the Yudha of Mahabharata. So you will also become victorious. And whole day you work, you study, you go to college, you go to the lab, you go to the research. If somebody wants to be for IAS, you prepare for civil services. So even if you die, because we don't know when we are going to die, maybe today only we can die. So even if you die, you will remember Krishna. Because you have chanted Hare Krishna in the morning hours, so you will remember Krishna. And therefore, even if you die, you will go back to the Godhead, especially. No more suffering, no more birth, no more death, no more old age, no more disease. So this is the whole process. So simple, so easy, but so sublime process. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore we focus so much on chanting Hare Krishna. Very powerful mantra. Very powerful. This vibration is so strong that it purifies our heart. So all of us should chant early in the morning. And then you can go to the work and you can do whatever whole day. And every day you can read Bhagavad Gita in the evening. evening before sleeping, you can read half an hour Bhagavad Gita or 5 minutes Bharat Gita. It will sharpen your intelligence. It will give strength, spiritual strength. Just like Arjuna got the strength after hearing Bhagavad Gita to fight. You know? He will get the strength to fight. How many of you read Bhagavad Gita every day? You read? You also? So you also read every day without fail. Bhagavad Gita is very, very important. You can't read half an hour, read 15 minutes. You can't read 15 minutes, read 10 minutes. You can't read 10 minutes, read 5 minutes, but must read. You must read. At least one sloka also, if you read, it will give you a lot of benefit. So read Bhagavad Gita. It will help you. This is not difficult at all. So easy process. Well, getting Krishna is easier than getting even a chaprasi job in this world. Because to get Krishna, you have to just chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Nothing else is required. You don't have to do anything else. Just chant Hare Krishna. By just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By just chanting this mantra, you will get Krishna. So, nothing is more easier than this. So we should do this, you know? Every one of us. That will help. And this is so important process. We also take as an instrument. We are simply. We can only repeat these statements from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, but all of you have to practice in your life. Really, this is real knowledge. We are so spending so much time in other avidya, reading so many so-called scientific knowledge. Of course, that is important because that is something which can give us our basic necessity of life. It helps us, so that it has become important. But what we are discussing, Bhagavad Gita, actually, this is the most important. So, all of us should chant Hare Krishna every day. And we should read Bhagavad Gita every day. And by doing this, we will be able to pass in the exam at the time of death. So, exam khatam hone ke baad kya karte hain log? Apne apne ghar jaate hain. Exam over, going home. So exam over, exam of death is over, going back to home. Our home is with Krishna. That is our real home. This is not our home. This is temporary world. This is nobody's home. Your home will be destroyed after some day. Again, we are also destroyed, home is also destroyed, everything is destroyed. Actually, this is not our home. But our home is in a spiritual world with Krishna. And there we have to go. This is temporary, just like in a train. Train we have to bathe. What happens when you sit in the train? Many people come and sit in the compartment. You develop nice relationship in the compartment. You know? Somebody becomes brother, somebody becomes uncle ji, bhai sahab, banji. We develop relations, isn't it? बट जब जैसे जैसे स्टेशन आता है एक एक करके बहन जी भी उतर जाती हैं भाई जी भी उतर जाते हैं अंकल जी ऑल्सो गेट्स डाउन यू लीव एलोन यू आर लेफ्ट एलोन एंड यू ऑल्सो गेट डाउन आफ्टर सम टाइम एंड ट्रेन इज एम्प्टी न्यू पीपल कम एंड फील द ट्रेन सो सिमिलरली वी सी द होम. Actually, that home is not our home because that is temporary train compartment. Today we are there, tomorrow some other souls will come and fill the home. We don't know where we are, isn't it? This is the reality of this world. So therefore, what we have to do is that we know that we have to die. Why not prepare for death? And this class what we are arranging here is not to prepare for civil service or other things, but prepare for the time of death, how to pass the final exam. If somehow or other we can pass the final exam, then there is no need to pass so many other exams. So that is our purpose. So all of you are requested that please all of you can follow this minimum thing, that chant or get up early in the morning every day and sit together, chant Hare Krishna. You can chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, follow four regulative principles, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and chanting 16 rounds Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you can do these two things and read every day at least half an hour Bhagavad Gita, not half an hour, at least 15 minutes, you are sure that you will go back to God. It is guaranteed, 100%. So it's not difficult. It only requires some willpower to have. Then you can do it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Anybody has any question? What we have discussed? That's why you are coming. You have faith. Bhanu Prabhu is asking why we don't have faith. He has faith, but he is asking for others. We have faith, that's why you all are coming. But only we need to intensify it more. We need to strengthen our faith more. Our faith is little soft, not very strong faith. So, just like simple example, like you go to doctor and you tell the doctor, sir, this is my disease. Doctor says that, okay, this is your disease. So, I have understood it, now I am giving you medicine. Take this medicine, your disease will be cured. So then you take the medicine. And then you tell, Dr. Sahab, how can I have faith that whatever medicine you have given is right? What is the guarantee that my disease will be cured? So this is so simple. You go and take one, two medicines, then you see. You take the medicine, if your disease is cured, then it is correct. So some people say, no, Dr. Sahab, first you cure my disease, then I will take medicine. First make me happy, then I will chant Hare Krishna. Then why I should give you medicine? If without taking medicine, then why you should take medicine? If I can cure you before taking medicine, then why you should take medicine? So you will get cured by medicine. So when we give instruction, like today we were discussing, chant Hare Krishna, follow four regulative principles, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, chant 16 round Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, read Bhagavad Gita half an hour. Then you will see that there is happiness coming in your life. The bliss is appearing in your heart. Natural. You will not get lot of money. You will not get big post and position. Like you see me, I am not getting big post and position. But I am happy. Many people, what they got? Mahatma Gandhi was not having big post and position. When India became independent, he did not get any position. Vivekananda, he was also not having big position. There are many people. Great personality. Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not a big positions. They are simple. They do not have big bank balance. But how are they happy? So like that. So when you get this happiness in by chanting, you take this medicine, this instruction, follow it, then you'll see the change in your life, change in your consciousness. Then you yourself will understand, okay, I think Krishna consciousness is working in my life, is helping me. So then your faith will become strong. Another example, like suppose I give you gulab jamun. I tell you, please take this gulab jamun, this is very sweet. So you ask me, Prabhuji, how can I, you know, have faith that this gulab jamun is sweet? So it's so simple. You take and taste gulab jamun and you see whether it is sweet or not. So you taste gulab jamun is in your front and you have to just taste it and you see whether it is sweet or not. So similarly, just like I told you today at the end of the class, that you have to chant Hare Krishna and follow regulative principles. And then you'll see your life is so blissful, so happy. You become happy. You see, you'll become happy. There is no need to speak. It's a matter of realization, not a matter of speech. I may speak you so many things. But ultimately, unless and until you don't get realization, my speech will not help. Of course, in Kali Yuga, speech only works. The one who speaks a lot, jitna jada advertisement karenge, utna hi jada product bikega. Product kitna kharab hai, usse matlab nahi hai. Advertisement kitna acha hai, usse matlab hai. Hai ki nahi? Third class product bana ke, acha advertisement kar do. 60 paise ka Coca-Cola, aur 10 rupaye ka advertisement. And then people are buying in 12 rupees. Again, this is Kali Yuga. There is no substance. But people are buying. Only why? Because so loud the speaker is speaking. So therefore, but here there is substance. If you take process of Krishna consciousness, you will see the change in your life, change in your consciousness. You don't need external things to be happy. You will see. You will be satisfied with little in your life. You get some chapati, some dal, some sabji, and some cloths to wear. Minimum require that requires, you know, 10-15 thousand month. That will satisfy. You will be happy. And you will see that your friend who is earning 60,000, 70,000, he is struggling. And you are earning 15,000, you are happy. You will see. Why? Because you are chanting Hare Krishna. Because you are getting happiness from within. The Krishna is there in the heart. We are getting happiness. He is the source of pleasure. We have relation with Krishna. Therefore, we will be happy. So, then you are happy that your faith will increase. So, just practice. By practicing, you get the realization. And when you get realization, then you will become happy, then your faith will increase. It's like by tasting gulab jamun. When you are convinced that yes, gulab jamun is sweet, then you will eat more gulab jamun. So somehow or other we should encourage people to chant Hare Krishna. If they do that, then they will be happy. If they don't do Hare Krishna, they are making so that they are very great spiritualist. It will not last very long. Because the Maya will pull down. So chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada again and again telling, we have read it, Prabhupada telling again and again, we have chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So simple. You don't have to, spiritual life is not complicated, it's very simple. so simple. Chanting Hare Krishna is simple. Taking prasadam is simple. Chant and take prasad, that's all. Life is so simple. And then your faith will increase. This is bhajan kriya. When you do bhajan kriya, then there is anartha nivritti. And then there comes nishtha. Nishtha means?
Firm faith.
But if you don't do bhajan kriya, then how? Then there is no anartha nivritti, and therefore there is no nishtha. And the bhajan kriya, strength to perform bhajan kriya comes by sadhu sangha. When you associate with the sadhu, so they will inspire you for bhajan kriya, chanting Hare Krishna. That is the benefit of sadhu sangha. The sadhu will inspire you to practice bhajan kriya. Chant Hare Krishna, get up early in the morning, do Mangalarti. You can do Mangalarti best. In your hostel you can do Mangalarti. Kya karna hai, kuch nahi. Ek photo rakhna hai Bhagwan ka, subha apna 5 baje sab log a jaiye wahan pe. Ek aadmi agarbatti dikhaye, do teen aadmi dheere dheere gaiye, bagal wala disturb na ho. Chhota prayer hai, you have to just sing. After that you can sit and chant. So simple. And Prabhupada is saying that when you practice Krishna consciousness, there will be many impediments. If you chant Hare Krishna, there will be many impediments. Because Maya will not allow you, people of this world will not allow you to chant Hare Krishna. They will always tell you, kya kar raha hai, what are you doing, this is all useless. Prabhupada likh rahe hain abhi dekhiye. That Prabhupada ki you can chant for 1 day, 2 days, but if you want to chant constantly, continuously, then you have to become tolerant. Tolerant like a tree. Taro riva sahishvana. You have to tolerate. People will tell you so many things. This is not right, this is waste of time, this is useless, this will not have any benefit. Why you are wasting your time in chanting Hare Krishna? They will tell so many things. Better you study for some time, this time. These all are impediments. But what we have to do? We can't fight with them. You know, we don't have to fight with them. What we can do? We have to tolerate. That's all. Prabhupada is saying. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna. You should not stop. People will always try to stop you, try to discourage you. But we should not become disturbed. And we should continue to chant Hare Krishna. So that at the end of one's life, one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness. Aur aapko in case kab hoga? अभी तो आपको टॉलरेट करना पड़ेगा लेकिन सारा मेहनत का फल मिलेगा एट टाइम ऑफ डेथ इन वन शॉट. वो फिर से जन्म ले लेगा, कुत्ता बिल्ली बनेगा जो आपको डिस्टर्ब कर रहा है, और आप कहाँ रहोगे? भगवान के धाम में. तब उसको समझ में आएगा, वो दो महीना तक घूमेगा पूरे फिर से. ही नॉट गेट हैव पी एच डी डिग्री और सिविल सर्विस डिग्री इन नेक्स्ट लाइफ देन ही लव फाइटिंग दैट सी दिस फेलो इज. He was teaching me that you should not chant Hare Krishna. So therefore, you'll realize that time, the benefit of chanting. So we should continue chanting Hare Krishna in all circumstances, whatever problem comes. So simple, so easy, so nice. Whenever you do something good, anything good we do, there is always impediment, isn't it? To do bad, there is no impediment. It's very nice, very easy. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, if somebody wants to do bad, it's very easy. Many people will become your friend. You want to watch movie, so many people will become your friend. Isn't it? No, it's a fact. You want to drink, you'll get lot many friends. Smoke, no problem. But you want to chant Hare Krishna? This is waste of time. So what can be done? This is the situation today. But if you are intelligent, then you will know that this is so nice. Why I should listen to the words of those people who are sinful people, sinful rascals? They are wasting their life. They are telling you also to waste your life. We should not care for all these people. And we should know that what Krishna says, that is more important than what rascals say. And we should do what Krishna says, not what other people say. We should continue with conviction, faith. Okay. So we'll stop now. And so that we can take rest and get up early in the morning. And we'll get up early in the morning, around 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we'll chant Hare Krishna. If you all are interested, you all also can stop, stay, and get the happiness, bliss of chanting Hare Krishna. And chant with us in the morning, early morning, and get taste of chanting, bliss, very happy, blissful. Okay, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Partha Sarathi ki jai. Shri Shri Gaura Nitai ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samavet Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Your name?
I don't know about it.